It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.
The World Cup Rugby League system.
The format of how they who plays who.
Can I firstly say I'm not a fan of the tier system. I just think we should have rankings and then you group them however you can group them. And you're going to explain your theory and...
Well, a system I read.
Yeah, which you agree with.
Yeah, I like.
I do like what Steve... I think Stephen Crichton hit the nail on the head when it comes to Samoa now being a tier one, but there'll still be a tier two. I think we need to scrap the tier system. And when it affects Origin, I think it's easy. And I've been saying this for a couple of years, Badge. I think when you sign up to play rugby league with your registration at 12 years of age, you know what state your heart bleeds for. If you had to go to war and represent one of your states, which one would it be?
Yep.
I think at the age of 12, when you register for your junior rugby league club, you know. So Stephen Crichton hit the nail on the head where he said, I want to represent at the World Cup the country that I was born in and where my heritage is from, where my family is from. But also I want to play Origin from where I grew up and where I was raised, which is Mount Druitt, west of Sydney, in the Penrith districts, of course. So I think he explained in one sentence what I've always believed, that it's different if you're
in a World Cup year.
Yeah, in a World Cup year, absolutely. So
can I just try to knock something on the head? Yep. I have heard from a few people, some very notable people in our game. Just open the game up to everyone, play state of origin. That means Englishmen, Kiwis. That is one of the most ridiculous ideas I've ever heard.
Mm.
Please, pull your heads in. Think about what state of origin is and what it means. And we don't want to lose that great rivalry. We don't. And we still got international rivalry. And then we got in World Cup years, all those other special things that happen. But please don't think we could have Englishmen, you know, that born and bred in England, come out to Australia, play a couple of years, you can play state of origin. No.
Well, a good example, Badge,
not how it should be.
Viliami Kikau being brought over from Fiji as a teenager, 16, 17 years of age, goes to the North Queensland Cowboys, plays in their junior representative system. Under that system that you're talking about just then, it means that Viliami could play for Queensland.
That's right. And Ronaldo Mulitalo could have this year because, you know, he was like 13 or 14. It was just a bit too late.
Yes.
But they're saying that. And there was push a few years ago, Sam Burgess picking for... I just find it utterly ridiculous. And people that haven't thought it out, haven't thought about the implications of just opening up to everyone. Is it, you know, it also then, it kills the dreams of a lot of young other players that are coming through the system who might never get a look in. I don't think... the system we've got in state of origin is broke. So don't try to fix it and fiddle with it and change it. But yeah, anyway, back on, I just had to have that little rant, but back on the World Cup, one of the problems that we saw with it was the big blowouts in scorelines early.
Which we see in a lot of World Cups in other sports as well.
In those
pool regions.
Yes, but in those pools in the World Cup, as Jack's going to talk about soon, that we've got coming up, there's still a lot of strong teams, a few strong teams and a few not so strong. There was an idea put forward of having four groups of four teams, or four groups of five if you want to have 20 teams there. Let's say we've got four fours. You put the really strong teams in the first two groups. So how many can we name eight strong nations that can play in these groups? We've got Australia, New Zealand, Tonga, Samoa, England, Fiji, who've made the World Cup, I think, the quarterfinals in the last four.
Yep.
Papua New Guinea.
Mm-hmm. Probably your eighth one is Lebanon. Yeah, Mitchell Moses.
Yes.
Adam Duahi.
Yep.
Josh
Mansell. So if you play in those two groups,
yep.
And you play those preliminary games against the other teams, you might have, you know, Australia and England and Tonga and Lebanon in one group and the others in the other. If you finish in the three of those teams out of the four go through to the finals.
Mm.
In the other groups, we have the lesser lights, you know, Greece and Malta and Jamaica and whoever else, you know, we've got there.
And Cook Islands.
Yep. And those teams play off for one spot in the finals in each group of four. So you'll end up with two threes at six and two ones at eight. So we've got our quarterfinals. And then we don't have all the blowouts. You know, if the Cook Islands get to play Jamaica and they get to play Malta and they play Greece, you know, those games are going to be nice and tight too. And then when they jump into the winner goes through to the quarterfinals, then we've got the real, you know, the real close game and closer competition.
And if you don't make the final, well, that's bad luck, isn't it? You just haven't turned up on the day.
Now that wasn't my idea. I read that, but I can't find a hole in it.
To play devil's advocate, Badge, is the World Cup also about opportunity and exposing a lot of these minnows?
And we've still got them.
Yep.
And if you want, and as it expands, maybe you go out to 20 teams and have four groups of five. But I can't find too many holes in that system. Maybe someone else could pick holes in it and tell us about it. But I think that one could work.
So we saw a blowout in round one, which was Samoa up against England, 60-6 in favour of England.
Yeah, well, see, now, that's
whoever
a bit of an
saw
anomaly.
That coming.
That's an anomaly, isn't it?
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
So you're saying the better teams need to face each other more regularly in the early parts of a World Cup?
Yeah, yep. I like that idea. And we still have an incentive there for the lesser lights, one of those from each group, to go through into the quarters, which is how it should be.
Yep.
Yeah, well, what do you think?
England, for example, there's a lot of pressure on Sean Wayne, the coach of England, about his role moving forward. People saying he's done a great job within National Rugby League, where England didn't get through to the final. They didn't even face New Zealand or Australia along the way.
Mm.
So they're saying, I believe England, they've fallen behind Tonga and Samoa. They're probably the fifth strongest nation at the moment based on recent scorelines.
No, they went close, didn't they, to Samoa?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd they play before that in the quarters? Was that Tonga or?
No, Tonga played Samoa.
Right.
Yep.
They played New Zealand.
Mm. No, they didn't play. No, they didn't face New Zealand, England. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I like your idea, Badge. I like the stronger.
Not my idea.
No, I like
that idea.
The stronger teams playing against the stronger nations playing against each other more regularly. Yeah. What do you think? 0457-736-736. Do you like the idea that was thrown up, or do you think that the pool should be made up of some of the minnows and allowing them to be exposed to World Rugby League?
Hey, we're talking just a moment ago. A couple of texts here about travelling. Who would you like to travel with? And Will from Randwick says, "G'day, boys. Have to be Gary Jack. You go away with a million and come home with a dollar." Well, you would, and it might be the other way around. So very tight man, Jimmy. Yes, he is.
Is he your man, Badge?
He would be my man.
You wouldn't travel with
him?
We had
a good time on the Kangaroo Tour in 86, but he was the incumbent.
Yep.
So I was never really, I think he was the Golden Boot winner that year.
He was
outstanding.
Yeah. 86.
And I was really only ever going to, I'd come from the clouds. I was really only going to be to play the midweek games. And so that was fine, but there was no animosity or anything. He's just, he's just super tight, We'd have mystery shouts, and Sturlo called mystery shouts one afternoon after we got home from training early in the week and got around six of us and got to Jimmy Jack and he disappeared. And Sturlo, when he did this in New South Wales camp, just disappears when it's his shout. Anyway, the lift opens up. He got the beers out of our fridge that we were given at the start of the tour. He got them and said, "There you go." It was a mystery, and half of them were mine. Yeah, there you go, boys.
So when you
they said, "Were you supposed to shout?" He said, "Yeah, it was a mystery. No one saw that one coming."
So when you are on tour back in 86, and you've told the story to me, but so you get a fridge that was full of the local sponsor, Forex.
Well, Forex was pushing to, because Foster's was big. There's still people in England that think we drink Foster's.
Mm.
Anyway, so Forex was trying to get into the market, and they made these special sort of long, skinny cans, and so we got some of them. And we also got a carton of Winfield when we arrived as well. Each, a carton of Winfield, you could have blue or red. Don't try this at home, kiddies. But, of course, the smokers, and there were a lot of smokers in the group. There's probably, out of, I think, 26 of us, there was probably 10.
Were you a touring smoker or not?
No, not at the tour.
You know, like people say, "I'm a social smoker." No, it means you're a smoker.
Yeah. I've been known to do that on surf trips. But not at the time. So we just give the ciggies to all the guys that smoke. But it, Jimmy just hung on to his, and he didn't smoke, but he was selling them to him half price by the end of the tour when they'd run out.
Oh, he's the best.
He was.
Did he answer your text message last week?
No. I texted him about an interview, but.
And so you were going
to. He's waiting for me to. He's waiting to find out how much I'll pay him.
Mm. So if you actually mentioned that there's money involved, he would have got straight. We did that to Scott Prince once. A couple of us texted him and said, "Oh, we've got this function. Just donate your time, be a couple of hours. Just come along." Didn't answer. Then we got someone else to text him about 20 minutes later saying, "Hey, listen, I've got a function on. It's 500 cash. If you could come along just for an hour." Replied to him straight away.
Who is it, Princey?
Princey. You can see it coming a mile away.
So would he be who you wouldn't want to tour with?
No, I'd love to tour with Princey. He'd be great. Mine would be Craig Gower. Drink responsibly, but like he can go hard and go for days, or used to go for days. Everything's 100 mile an hour. Like he talks frantically, he walks quickly, he eats quickly, and by about day four, I'd have to change rooms and just go under another name so he can't find me.
You couldn't keep up with him.
No way in the world.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.